السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. كيف أمسيتم؟ أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله والحمد لله، لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. ربي أسألك خير ما في هذه الليلة وخير ما بعدها، ربي أعوذ بك من شر ما في هذه الليلة ومن شر ما بعدها، ربي أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر، ربي أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار ومن عذاب في القبر. بسم الله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفواً أحد. والحمد لله حمداً كثيراً طيباً مباركاً فيه أبداً سرمداً، حمداً يليق بجماله وجلاله وكماله في جماله وجلاله، حمداً يليق بجزيل وعظيم عطائه ونعمائه. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف أنبيائه سيدنا ومولانا محمد الصادق الأمين والرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله التقيين النقيين الطيبين الطاهرين، وأصحابه الصالحين الغر الميامين، والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعلنا منهم، آمين. The title suggested was Chaos in the Age of, Peace in the Age of Chaos. We can approach this topic from so many angles. I elected an angle with some derivatives to approach it. And I start by saying, chaos exists in us, not outside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world with balance, created this world with beauty, created this world with affinity. It is the hand of man, the actions of the human beings that produce disorder, that produce chaos, that produce hurt and pain. The world outside is not chaotic. Sometimes we say this is chaotic because, or random, because we don't know how to explain that phenomenon. And when we don't know, we say it's random or chaotic. في علم الله, in the balance and the scale of the divine, there is no chaos. Chaos stems from the way we interact with the world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And there may be chaos, disorder, imbalance inside of us. And what is inside of us reflects in the world outside of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know in our deen, of his names is As-Salam, the peace. Rasuluna Mawlana sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taught us after every salah, as we enter in the realm of salah, we enter in the realm of proximity, spiritual proximity to the divine. And when we enter that salah, hopefully in the proper way, and then we leave it, when we leave salah, we come from that world with this, As-Salaamu Alaykum. As though in that experience, we had an experience with the ultimate peace. So we bring it now outside to the world, As-Salaamu Alaykum. And then at the end, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say, Allahumma anta as-salam, ومنك السلام. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. A verity, a reality, a truth that is very, very important and very powerful. O Allah, you are the peace. You are the peace. Imagine that. All peace are reflections. All true peace are but reflections of the peace, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa minka salam. And from you comes peace. You are the source of peace. That means to me, if I search for peace independently and outside of the realm of the divine, I will never find it. Allahumma anta salam. Anta salam, exclusively anta salam. And you are the source of peace. So if I stand or I locate myself in my life, in the way I choose for my life, I locate myself distant from the source of peace, I cannot scoop from the well of peace, from the source of peace, and I cannot transfer or give peace. This is the haqiqah and the essential reality, I believe, Quranically, Islamically, behind peace. As much as I have of peace inside me, I can be at peace outside me. As much as I have peace inside me, I can give, I can share peace for others outside of me. The less I have of the peace inside of me, the less I shall be at peace myself in my life, and the less I shall contribute to peace outside of me, no matter who I am. And this, from the individual level, it also extends to the communal, the collective, the national, the international levels. فَاقِدُ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِيهِ, as it is said in the proverb. The one who does not own something cannot give of it, cannot dispense of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو اللَّهُ As-salam, the peace. Allahu yad'u ila dari salam wa yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is who invites to the home of peace, to yad'u ila dari salam, to the home of peace. And the ultimate home of peace is the home where we all originated, Al-Jannah, our home, where all, as human beings, essentially through our lineage to Sayyidina Adam alayhi as-salam, we're all citizens of Jannah. That's where we started. That's where we started. We were in uns with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. And therefore, we were the fullest form of an insan, of a human being. And then because, and Allah teaches us through that, because we chose, through that original genesis of human beings, to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, i.e. to draw ourselves distant from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, inside of us, and by our actions, we lost the peace of home. And we had to be brought down, down, from up, down to earth. And on earth, you are given a second chance to come back home, the ultimate home of peace, by striving not to make the same mistake we made originally, and to conduct ourselves in ways antithetical to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants when we are now on this earth. Wallahu yad'u ila dari as-salam. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing this fact and develop in certitude about it. We learn and must learn to re-engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reconnect, to reorient our minds, our spirits, our hearts, our thoughts, and therefore our decision-making, our choices, our words, our actions, all to be reoriented towards Him Azza wa Jal. To regain Him Azza wa Jal inside of us. As-salam. When as-salam is inside of me, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, intellectually, when He is subhanahu wa ta'ala inside of me, then I have salam inside of me and all the attributes of the salam inside of me. But when I don't have a salam inside of me, I don't have the attributes of salam inside of me. I am not a person in salam, of salam, cannot give salam. Truly and actually. The source of pain, the source of suffering, the source of criminality, the source of murderous behavior, the source of more than satanic behavior amongst man is due to this. The lack of the choice to have to internalize the divine inside of me, to internalize al-wahidul ahadu salam inside of me. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam hayyina rabbana bis-salam wa adkhilna jannataka dar as-salam tabarakta wa ta'alayta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. So I try to reorient, as I said, my soul, my spirit, my heart, my mind, my choices towards Allah Azza wa Jal. How do I do that? As-salam subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributes. As-salam is born of the attributes of the other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When in my qalb, for example, when in my heart, in my internal image, for example, I do not have adl. I speak of adl. I lecture about adl, justice, but I don't have the character of adl inside of me. And al-adl is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is as-salam. And al-adl is an ingredient essential for salam. But when I don't have inside of me, in me, the character, the attribute of adl, I cannot, despite of what I claim, can give adl outside, and therefore I cannot give peace outside. So I should strive to develop in my qalb the character, in my internal reality, in my internal image, in my character, adl, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subhanahu wa ta'ala, the origin of sidq, of truthfulness. If I'm not sadiq inside of me, if I do not have the character, the attribute of sidq, of truthfulness inside of me, I cannot contribute to peace. Because when we lie, when we cheat, when we deceive, when we conspire, that's all antithetical to sidq, to sincerity and truthfulness. That is not a positive contribution, the least to say, to peace. Al-ihsan, al-ihsan, magnanimity, benevolence. If I do not have the character of ihsan, of benevolence, of magnanimity inside of me, an akuna muhsinan, an takuna sifati, sifatu muhsin fi qalbi, fi dhamiri, fi fikri, fi shu'uri. If I am not that, then I cannot produce ihsan in the outside world. And therefore, I am not contributing to peace. I'm contributing to the antithesis of peace. And I'm speaking here of being inside, not speaking of it, not claiming it, not writing about it, but having it. As-salam inside of me translates into characteristics, attributes that I must harbor, that I must have. The attribute of rahmah, merciful love or loving mercy in my qalb, inside of me. If I'm a human being who lacks rahmah, who does not have rahmah inside of her or him, inside, not simply talking about it or claiming it. If I don't have rahmah inside of me, I do not have the ingredients necessary for salam, to be myself in salam. Wahakada. In order to have a salam inside of me, I must learn and strive and pray and long with sincerity to develop those attributes of the divine at my human potential inside of me. My dear brothers and sisters, كان صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم, the one who صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم represented in the most beautiful human possible way the divine attributes inside of him. And that's why he was externally, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the ultimate example for all to follow in terms of action and reaction, in terms of conduct, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He was rahim inside, he showed rahmah outside. He was sadiq inside, he showed sidq outside. He was muhsin inside, he showed ihsan outside. He was sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam kareem inside, he showed karam outside. The characteristics necessary for as-salam were in him, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And the less I have of those, the less I am at peace, and the less I contribute to peace. You can never have full peace outside of the world, in the outside world, I'm sorry. We can never have peace, total, continuous peace outside, in the outside world. We might have localized moments or instances or times of something described allegorically, not really, as salam, as peace, truce here and there. But we may have peace always inside of us. For when we don't have peace outside of us, the peace that is within us, inside us, keeps us safe, keeps us balanced, keeps us sane in unsane environments. Keep us hopeful, keep us strong. For he or she who has Allah, the salam, inside, what has he or she lost? And the one who does not have him inside, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what has he or she gained? ماذا وجد من فقدك؟ وما الذي فقد من وجدك؟ يا الله, what has he found, the one who loses you? And what has he lost, the one who finds you? رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us أن نسعى, that we strive to develop those characteristics inside of us. أن نسعى لمرضاة الله عز وجل. Part of dealing with sometimes the chaotic circumstances in the world, we must, before the advent of chaotic circumstances or the advent of hardships and difficulties, we must have spent our time preparing our spirits, our hearts, our minds. We must have been preparing them to be in unison or in resonance with the divine akhlaq, so that when we are stricken, sometimes unexpectedly, abruptly, stricken by calamities, afflictions, tribulations, hardships of all sorts and of all types, we would have been preparing our hearts and souls and minds and psyche to be balanced, to remain at least relatively in peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, didn't he say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا؟ بَلَى. Verily, he subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, defends those who have iman. I should have been preparing myself before the onslaught of the affliction to develop my iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. For example, Allah says, verily, that He is with, is in the company of those who have taqwa and ihsan. I should be preparing myself always to be in a state of taqwa and in a state of ihsan, to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the chaotic circumstances to be with me, inside me, as salam, and for me to be at peace despite what happens outside. And when I am at peace inside, I can truly contribute positively and constructively and in a balanced way to bring the peace outside. But when I am internally salamless, when I'm devoid of salam inside of me, my solutions outside are only false claims for peace, no matter who I am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that those who rely on Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and have Him inside of them, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رَضْوَانَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَاخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ وَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رضوان الله. That I should have been doing before the onslaught and the unexpected strike of affliction. Didn't he say, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, احفظ الله يحفظك. He said that to me, to us. احفظ الله يحفظك. Guard Allah in you, inside of you. Be conscious of Him. Orient and reorient your life, my life, in the way He loves, through His shara' subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through the akhlaq of His Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ihfadillah, He will protect you, He will guard you, individual or communities or nations. Ihfadullaha yahfadkum, ihfadillaha yahfadk. Didn't he say, تعرف على الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Do acquaint yourself, do make develop a relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal under the circumstances of ease and prosperity, He will know you, He will recognize you in times of adversity and affliction and hardships. Do that. Sallallahu ta'ala ala nabiyyina wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Faqidu shay'i, as we said, as the ulama say, la yu'tih, my dear sisters and brothers. The one who does not own of something cannot dispense of it. Cannot dispense of it. If we don't have Him, Azza wa Jal, experientially in our qulub, in our minds, then we do not have peace inside of us. We cannot dispense of peace outside of us. A Muslim, by definition, my dear brothers and sisters, afarallahu li wa lakum, is the one who is in peace. لأنه, because he or she attained that peace by lovingly surrendering herself or herself, spirit, intellect, emotions, psyche, words, choices, decisions, actions, surrendered all of that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by that, one attains peace. We, by istislam, by islam lillahi azza wa jalla qalban wa dhamiran wa ma'nan thumma zahiran wa amalan wa qawlan, by that we attain peace. And we are meant to be the propagators of peace to the world who doesn't know truly what peace is, but talks about it and claims it and violates it all the time. And if we, the flag bearers of the ultimate peace, we do not live peace inside of us, then the world has no savior. Allah Azza wa Jal put us on this, in this world, to be His most special representatives, to be His khalifa. The khalifa of Allah Azza wa Jal on earth are those who espouse the values and the akhlaq that are divine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at our best human potential. That's khilafa. To represent al-khalifa, represent the one who assigned him or her or them as a khalifa. To represent them well. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr was khalifa to Rasulullah. That means he represented him to the best possible way for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Umars and the Uthmans and the Ali's radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum. To represent them well. Khulafa'ullah is to represent the divine well, in the way the divine is in His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to internalize that for ourselves and to externalize that in action and in words to the best human potential possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make a dua. As you know, dua is very, very, very important, with many conditions, of course, that are to be associated with dua and dua to be answered. But this dua teaches and says, Allahumma iqsim lana, Allahumma iqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatik. ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين وهذا بيت القصيد ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. Oh Allah, grant us a share of reverent awe for you, by which you prevent us from disobeying you. O Allah, grant us a share of obedience of you, by which you make us reach your paradise, your Jannah. And the one intended here in this discourse, in this context, Ya Allah, grant us a share of certainty, of yaqeen, of certitude in you, by which you will ease in the hardships and the burden and the afflictions of this world upon us. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma arzuqna al-izzata fi Gaza. اللهم ارزق الإسلام والمسلمين العزة في غزة. اللهم انصرنا لك واجعلنا بك منصورين في غزة وفي كل مكان. اللهم اجعلنا آمنين راشدين هادين مهديين ناصرين منصورين لا مبدلين ولا مغيرين. اللهم ارزقنا يا رب قلوبا خاشعة قلوبا سليمة آمنة يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرنا وانصر بنا واجعلنا لك ناصرين بك منصورين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وأصحابه الميامين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.